on the face of the earth. So you don't mind that loss when it's replaced by something of immense beauty. So well. But here in the Guy-Brill world, I think, and I don't want to get too political about this because I'm sure, please come in, you can push forward, there's plenty of room. I don't want to get too political about this, but I think the sense of loss in the last 7 or 8 years here in Victoria has been quite palpable. And the Guy-Brill world, I guess, is predicated on that sense of loss. You can go in here and you can hear the sound of tram conductors. That's something we all vaguely remember. When you mention tram conductors in Melbourne now, there's always a little rumble of the same. You've probably heard it then. I'll say it again, tram conductors. That's the Australian equivalent of a French fryer. That's as passionate as we get as a people. And I guess a large degree of this loss is to do with the fact that we are not passionate about what we have. We tend to take it for granted. And when they take away our tram conductors, we all go, oh dear, that's a shocking thing. People ring Neil Mitchell on 3RW, oh, I'm shocked my tram conductor. Somebody should do something about that. And I think that's the fault of our community. When the lawn was introduced into suburban Australia, a nation was subdued. Has anybody been to Paris? What don't they have a lot of in Paris? Lawns, they've got time to ride, I'm like us. Who's never heard of Le Vic? There are some remarkable works which hark back at different levels. There's nostalgia about grandfathers in there. There are beautiful 7 ounce beer glasses which have been engraved and given a form that was never intended to them. There's the tree that was part of the tree rescued from Albert Park when the chainsaws went through there, and that's been turned into a basic log book of the history of Albert Park, and that's a beautiful thing to see. And there again, another example of something in Melbourne which people fought for, but fought against a very powerful government. Oh, my theory is that Jeff Kennett was at the time up until about 3 weeks ago the most powerful leader in the world. He had absolute control of parliament. The Victorian constitution was written in pencil and suddenly they hit the rubber. And so that ideology of economic rationalism was taken from us, our public utilities, our tram conductors, and a great degree of what we held dear. The catalogue is the Herald. And I'm sure a lot of you remember the Herald. And that's gone. This is the Herald from 1972. This is the catalogue for Goodbye Kind World. 1972 was the last year in which the days and dates exactly matched the year 2000. And the photographs in this are of the artists as young people, not all in 1972, but nevertheless, that's a lovely little bit of nostalgia worth keeping for you. As regards the Walter Burley Group of Marion Marnie exhibition, it's part of a larger exhibition.